And Philip Semper Pieter, these are compared to this. This is 0806-2025. The patient is for Edmundo Guerra. Guerra spells G-U-E-R-R-A. Edmundo spells E-D-M-U-N-D-O. Date of birth is 03-28-1985. This is a 40-year-old gentleman here with painful urination and right flank pain, period, patient. So this has been going on for approximately 3 days. And came in today because of increased pain, period. He said he's finding himself going to the bathroom more often than usual. Next paragraph, review of systems. Denies chills, denies myalgia, denies increased temperature, period. He described pain in his flank has 4/10 worse with lateral rotation, period. Said pain does not radiate, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical issues, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph, please go back to review system. Patient said he would like to review his labs also and to have medication, his usual medication refills, period. Next paragraph, physical exams. Alert oriented and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% of room air. Blood pressure is 140 over 89. Pulse 83. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.1. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen is soft. No rebound, no guarding, no visible peristalsis. Period. Next line. Positive. With tenderness to palpation on the right flank. Next line. No peritoneal signs. Period. Normal bowel sounds, period. Next paragraph, H-E-N-T, normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, the skin, no abrasions, lacerations, maxillary papule, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, neuro alert oriented 93, cranial nerves 2, 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort to range of motion, he bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is acute UTI. Assessment number two is medication refill. Assessment number three, hypercholesterolemia. Patient is currently on Zocor. He indicated that he has been out of his medication and thus a review of his labs reveals triglycerides at 464. Strongly encouraged to take his medication exactly as prescribed. He has a Zocor 20 milligrams. He will take one pill daily for 90 days. Number 90. Next assessment. Hypertension. Patient's medication for high blood pressure was refilled today. Ibrosertin/8-CTZ. 200/12.5 milligrams, one PO daily for 90 days, number 90. And he was advised to strongly encourage to take his medication exactly as prescribed. Next medication is, next assessment is Rivent, 6 milligrams, one PO TID. Patient reported originally that he has allergies and started taking Allegra, which stopped working after several months. Then he is currently on Singulair, which he said is not working, period. I will go ahead and start patient on Rivent, 6 milligrams, 1 PO, TID for 30 days, number 90. He was advised to take medication exactly as prescribed to increase fluids, to come back to the clinic if worse. The rest of his labs were reviewed. Labs revealed hypercholesterolemia, ALT elevated, the glucose elevated at 168. I will monitor as patients is not interested in starting another medication. He was strongly encouraged on lifestyle modification, namely exercise, diet. Says he understands and will comply, period. Next paragraph. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. Strongly encouraged to come back to the clinic if is this urea and frequency is not improved, or to go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. End of dictation.